my head was the fact that I was worried that you weren't gonna come home. I'm sorry, I don't know where this is coming from. I have just seen, what if they get in a car crash, or what if they find someone better, or I don't know, I just... Yeah, you're right, I need to breathe. I know. You're right here. You're not going anywhere. I'm sorry, but I think I need to be clingy for the rest of the night. I don't want you out of my sight, okay? Thank you. Starting to feel a little bit better now. Thank you, baby. I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me. Well, yeah, you know I have general anxiety, but this was different. It was like only based around you, and what if you got hurt, and what if something happened to you? I've had those feelings when I'm anxious before, but this was different. It was all I could think about, and it was just weighing me down more and more by the second. Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't work myself up. What matters is that you're safe and you're here. What are you doing? Looking up something? Oh, you're looking at my symptoms, okay? Don't tell me if it's something bad or says I have cancer or something like that. Google can be kind of all over the place. Separation anxiety? I guess I should talk to my therapist about that, see if it's something that I deal with. Definitely was anxiety based purely on the fact I thought something bad would happen to you and the fact I wasn't with you. For some reason, if I was with you, I thought that I'd make everything okay. Just don't leave me alone for a little bit, okay, while I figure this all out. I have therapy in a couple days, so I'll bring it up with my therapist. I love you, baby. Thank you for taking such good care of me. Yeah. A comfort show kind of sounds really good right now. We can order in food, too. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. I love you. Don't ever go anywhere, okay?